Hola, hola, buenos días.
Buenos días.
How we doing today? Happy Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Thirsty Thursday.
Yes, I'm very, very thirsty.
For some cappuccinos.
I know, for darn sure. Today is National Cappuccino Day. Yes, it is.
You know what? You know who makes a phenomenal cappuccino? I tried it for the first time last weekend sometime.
Oh,
Ritual Coffee. Over at the Oxbow.
Oh, okay.
I'd never been there before in my life, and it was so good.
There you go.
It was like they even do the little pretty heart tree leaf thing.
That's so
sweet.
I was
like, ooh, I felt so fancy.
I know. You know what? When people take the time to do those little things, it's like, you know what? It's worthwhile coming out here. You know, maybe it might not be my everyday spot, but you know what? You know you'll get a good cup of joe.
Yeah, this $8 coffee is totally fine. I got the pretty little tree to go with it.
There you go. If you're just tuning in, this is your host, Isela Martin.
And your co-host, Gabriela Fernandez.
And this is La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
On 1440 KVON AM, of course. And we are live streaming on KVON.com.
And we always, as always, have an Instagram page where we want you to go follow us on our IG page. It's La Hora 1440 KVON. Or La Hora 1440 KVON.
Ay, ay, ay. So, además de ser nada más el Día Nacional de Cappuccino, tenemos National Parents as Teachers Day. So, please, those parents, which are a lot, todas las maestros y maestras que hay allá que son padres de familia, it's your day today.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I also love that it's National STEM Day because I don't think a lot of people recognize just how important that research is in our continuous development here, just as a, you know, just learning and growing. And
pues creo que te dije that during the Safeway Open, I believe there was a benefit for the NVUSD, Napa Valley Unified School District. Safeway Open in conjunto with Chevron, I believe they gave a donation to do like a STEM lab.
Yes, they
did. So that was pretty awesome. So National Day to you all. And then I was cracking up at this one. Pretend to be a time traveler day.
I thought that was so ridiculous. I was like, how am I going to pretend? Do I just get in like a fake little, do I make one of those cardboard box time machine things that we used to do with little kids?
That kind of reminds me of the movie Up. You know, kind of like when they're
really
pretending that they're traveling around the world.
Or the time traveler's wife. Yeah. Or anything to do with time. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. That was great.
There you go. Goodness gracious.
There's a throwback right there.
There it was. Yeah. Right now that you said that, I'm like, are you old enough to know about
that? That's my time, girl.
That's cool.
I know.
That's
no
cool.
Me miro viejita, pero sí soy.
What? To maybe like a 5-year-old, you're hecka old. You're 20 years old. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
So, it was election week. Felicidades a todos los candidatos, especially locally. I've seen a lot of people busting their chops to try to get into office, whether it was city council. Was there any supervisors up for election? Not this time around.
No, not this time. Nope.
So, I believe, like, even school district, there was going to be elections, but they ran unopposed. So, congratulations to you all. And then, if we're looking at it on a national level, we have a special spot for this, but I did want to say felicidades a todos los candidatos during these elections. So like I said, on a local level, I saw a lot of people busting chops. There was parties, there was walking, there was door knocking. There's a complaint here. Not one of any candidates running knocked on my door.
Same.
So
I mean, I'm pretty sure they don't even know where I live, but
and I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't have nobody knock on my door, which I don't need them to knock on my door because I know each and every one of them personally. I think that we can have a pretty good conversation.
Yeah.
But so we had a special spot for a little bit about the elections. We wanted to talk about all in the segmento de conversaciones, talk about the women that won office.
Making history, baby.
Yeah, las mujeres en oficina. So please stay tuned for our segmento of conversaciones. And really in our first segment, well, it's all over the news. And as much as, you know, we're sitting here like trying to ignore the fact there is a caravan that is traveling to La Frontera. And so really, I mean, a lot of people are like, well, nothing's going to happen. And it's like, we really need to start considering that this group keeps getting larger and larger. Mm-hmm. Yes, there have been breakaways from de la caravana and everything, but
yeah, people
you
who
know,
are getting sick or tired from
right.
walking.
You know what was my concern? I was actually looking at a video and I could see all these little kids.
Yes, the children who look exhausted.
And I'm sitting here like, things have to be so bad for your parents to put you in that kind of situation.
100%. And I right. think that that's what I really wish people could focus on more so than anything is, you know, the administration wants to keep talking about how, you know, it's like criminals and rapists and gang members that are coming over here. And I'm just like, look at the images. Look at the little children that are, you know, crying and their feet are like los negros because they're tired of walking. You know, y sus papás los están like literally carrying on their backs, crossing rivers and everything. I mean, these are the stories that I hear about when I was a little girl of what my parents did or my tíos, my tías. Sí. And to like literally be an adult now and fully like comprehend and fathom what they went through by seeing these images. You know, we live in an age where the internet is easily accessible, so we're here watching it all. You know, there's reporters out there that are keeping track of everything. And it's like I can finally see everything that they went through. And when you look at that and you start to recognize people don't just put themselves through that para nada, you know?
No, yeah, yeah.
They, things definitely. Have to be really, really bad for you to travel by foot with absolutely nothing. Like, you don't own anything. It's literally a leap of faith that you're taking you, yourself, and if you have kids, your children. You know, you don't want to leave them behind.
And, you know, I've heard great things that, you know, some mayors are, you know, providing housing and a little bit of food. But there are also the mean things. Like, for example, I think around November 3rd or 4th, MSNBC was announcing that, you know, they were routed through the Gulf Coast, the Gulf Coast. And so they had said that it was a little bit of a death trap. And so it's really hard and treacherous roads. And so, it's kind of got like going through sugar fields and just trekking through just really bad conditions. Yeah. And honestly, I mean, we here in the States, we have Timberlands, we have boots, we can get through all of that stuff. But you're talking about maybe huaraches, maybe chanclas, you're talking about tennis shoes that probably are made out of pleather. So you're going to have
blisters,
yes,
you're going to have
blisters, yeah.
You're not having a shower every day, you know, yeah. It's the hot, hot sun, whatever humidity that you're exposed to, dry eyes, itchy eyes from the weather, you know, people are getting sick.
Yeah.
And it's just the conditions are just it's not easy, you know. And I mean, I can't even remotely put myself in those shoes and say that I would understand what it's like whatsoever, because I really wouldn't.
Right.
But now, just the images itself, you look at it and sometimes it shocks me to see people not have compassion towards what's going on and what these people must be going through for them to try to be seeking asylum. Because at the end of the day, that's what they're trying to do, you know?
Right.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, pero me empiezo a pensar en mi mamá, you know, who literally left El Salvador because of a war. Like, that was why she left. And it's the same narrative that a lot of these people are why they're leaving and why they're coming over here. Gangs or guerras that are currently happening in sus países that don't allow them to, they're literally scared for their lives.
So come to think, so they're escaping that. And so through that treacherous road that we were talking about, the treacherous road on the Gulf Coast, excuse me, I keep saying that.
The golf course.
Yes, the golf course. I wish it was. But anyway, they're actually falling prey to like places where there's a lot of crime as well. You're thinking Veracruz. Oh, my gosh. They're in paradise. You know, no. They're falling prey to, like, people where they're kidnapping people, asking for ransom. You're talking about people que no tienen nada. Mm-hmm. Nada. Everything is in their backpack. Everything and the hope of coming here is, you know, on the mind. And so, honestly, I mean, you have someone que tienes personas que están tan vulnerables that, honestly, are just going to have to, you know, just go.
Yeah.
And this is also a place in Veracruz where they had found like mines of humans that were enterrados and stuff, you know. So it's really, really unfortunate that they would have to go that way. And I guess they were just kind of routed the wrong way, kind of like not in my backyard type deal. Mm-hmm. No más que no pasen por aquí. Yes. So I think that's probably exactly what's happening. You know, and you hear in the news like, okay, si van a aventar la primera primera piedra, if they're going to throw the first stone, getting to the frontera, you know, I was more than just a little concerned. And the reason why this came as a discussion between friends and I was like, well, they said they're going to shoot. And I said, look, I said, you have to think of it this way. I said, look, ellos están viniendo de un país donde they don't have stability, la policía es corrupta, and, you know, all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. And so then you're coming to the states where we have laws and regulations, but they don't understand that.
Yeah.
And so we have to teach them, but it's like, how are you going to teach them when they're going to throw the first stone and then you're los matas, you know?
But
and
then
so
there's
forth.
That other, yeah,
I'm exactly. just kind of like, and then
there's
that's
that
not
other
the way.
Piece is just like, ¿quién dice? Why is the narrative that it's automatically going to get aggressive from their side first? You know, that's my other thing. It's just like maybe they're literally just going to be like, please, like, let us in. Granted, from the images that we've seen, you know, of them knocking down certain fences and the swarm, it's a mass group of people. We're talking about a lot of people here.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we also have to understand, what are these people seeking? Where are they coming from? And how vulnerable they all are right now. So, yeah, I'm a little nervous to see what the tensions are going to look like once these two groups meet.
So in Mexico, I believe that 3,000 from this caravan have asked for asylum. And quite a few hundred have returned home. And it's sad. I mean, even people just, you know what? Yo me quedo en Mexico. It's fine. Like, I don't need to move past here. This is where I'm mm-hmm. going to move. Mm-hmm. This is going to be my new yeah. home. That's great. And they're doing things the right way.
Yeah, and they've already announced, you know, that for people who are seeking asylum and stuff like that, people who are coming in this migrant caravan, that they will give them temporary jobs to try to, like, get them to integrate into society, para, like, cuidarlos un poquito por poquito, which I think is a great it's nice to know that there's a plan in place to try to help them and understand, you know, just how vulnerable they are, and that's what they're looking for is just help.
And
that's
you know,
all they're looking for is help.
Oh my God, this almost broke my heart. So in that article, MSNBC quoted that there was a gentleman that he had graduated as a computer technician. I don't know if you got the opportunity to read it, but he was a computer tech. He had graduated from that, and it's just been so hard for him to find work. He's part of this caravan, you know what I mean? And it's like, you know, I can be anything you want me to be. Acá en los Estados Unidos. I mean, how many computer techs do we need on this planet? A lot.
Yeah.
and you have no idea that a lo mejor puede trabajar por the federal government one
yeah.
day. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to flee because the violence is so big. And I think, honestly, que la violencia se está haciendo mucho más. Because also, let's just say, for example, ¿te acuerdas when they were doing the deportations and everything from the
yes.
criminals that were here? You're just dumping them somewhere else.
Yes.
So this is exactly what's happening, is that they're taking over. And so, and para mí, si los hubieras dado una sentencia like, hey, let me transfer you here, and you're going into the jail, it would have made a big difference in just releasing them back into, you know, the open. Because now you have vulnerable personas como esta caravana que está viniendo.
Exactly. And it just, I think, I was reading in a certain article, I don't think it was the MSNBC one, pero estaba diciendo de que estaban platicando de dos niños. They followed around two boys. One was 14 and the other one was 12, I want to say. And they were asking them, you know, like, why are you, and they were brothers. Mm. And they're like, why did you guys leave? And they said, well, you know, my parents tried their whole lives to try to make sure, you know, that we stayed on the right path and that we weren't getting involved with, like, anything bad. And he's just like, but in our community, like, the older you grow up, the more it just naturally, like, enters
it
your life.
Happens.
And it's like, there was no option. It was either A, I enter this criminal lifestyle for survival purposes
right.
so that I'm not killed, or I leave. Like, and what do you, but where do you go? You know, when you don't know where you're supposed to go. And so they saw this caravan thing on the news and they're like, you know what? Like that's maybe like, this is my sign. Like, that's what I need to join and just like leave and get out of here. Because I mean, if you were in that position, like, ¿qué más haces? You know, when your only choice is either do, I don't want to say do bad, but like you join this group that essentially is going to, you're going to get killed at some point or another, like along the line.
Right.
If you don't join it, or if you do, and then later on, you know.
It's like join us or
yeah,
at us. It's like, it's a mafia.
Exactly. So your only way of surviving is leaving. But if you leave, then you're dying. There's a possibility of you dying along your journey trying to get to something better. Or when you finally reach that destination, you know, you're confronted by 5,000 troops that look at you like you're this disgusting insect when all you're literally trying to do is just not live a life where you're constantly in this guerra.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It just breaks my heart. I mean, like I told you guys about the La Caravana que se estaba yendo through Veracruz. I think they were kind of sidetracked because of, estaban diciendo, oh, they'll come to Mexico City. And then something happened with water and all this stuff. They're like, no, not Mexico City, because a lot of people will be left without water. So it's just this bunch of stuff. I heard that there was also problemas with, and I don't want to say names, but carteles, and likely behind disappearance, like a couple hundred of people that were part of the
caravan that are disappearing.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other concern, especially with all these children, like how many humans will be trafficked. And it is a concern. And I think that that's another scary aspect about this, again, with all the vulnerable children that are out there, and just even like los adultos también, los padres. Y las madres.
Just getting ridiculous.
I don't know. It's a scary thing, and what's scarier is the fact that we're all watching, and I don't know. I'm going to be really upset and ashamed of if something were to go wrong with them seeking help. Yeah. You know, it's like, how can we as a not only just a country, but as the world, watch and not do something to help?
And you know what? I think it would be a good idea for, you know, United States to hablar con Mexico and see how we can actually make something work. You know what I mean?
A partnership or something, yes.
Because the last place you want to be is really like, ahorita va a estar bien. Ahorita va a estar bien el clima más o menos, you know?
Yes.
But, you know, down south, I'm sure it's humid and just conditions are really bad. But you start coming up to desert areas, it starts getting really hot during the day and then just extremely cold during the night.
And so a lot of them don't, if you look at the images, they don't have sweaters. Some of them are literally just
in tank tops.
A t-shirt. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I did see a lady, like, you know, in shorts, flip-flops, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and when you see pictures of where they're sleeping, literally on the road, on a cement road, while their children, they allow them to sleep like on top of them. And I'm just like, oh my gosh.
This is scary.
It is.
Ay, Dios mío. Bueno, estamos hablando sobre la caravana que viene en camino hacia Estados Unidos. And if you're just tuning in, this is La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
On 1440 AM, please stay tuned. We are going to talk about all the women that were elected into office.
Who run the world?
A woman. Mujeres. Mujeres.
Mujeres divinas.
I know. There you go. Right now, we should have some chente right
now. I was just about to say. Kill Vicente right now.
I'm like, man, where's Nico's stuff? I know I can find it up in there. Where's Nico when you need him? Anyhow, but please stay tuned after a few words from our local sponsors. Hello, hello. We are back on.
Yes, con
la hora. So, this is La Hora with Isela.
Isela.
On 1440 AM. So, we are back, and I'm super excited because if you were following the elections,
should have been.
Yes, you should have been on the edge of your seat. So, se nota, honestamente, se nota que la gente salió a votar.
Oh, yeah.
Like, literally, you can tell. Like, people are like, I need to vote. I really need to vote.
I think people were pissed. Because, I mean, look at what happened the last time. Ain't nobody showed up to vote. Look at the, I was about to say something, and then I realized, you can't say that over the air.
our conversaciones piece for today is Las Mujeres en Oficina. I know. So who's sitting at the table? Whether you were from either party, the only reason why I'm so concerned about this is because son mujeres.
Yes.
And so, honestly, I think we kind of put our foot down and said, you know what?
Yes, and not just mujeres, Isela.
Yeah.
But there's women with different intersectionalities in place. So we've got Native American women, Muslim women. We've got African American women. We've got people that are across all the LGBTQ spectrum that are also in office. It's just like people are making a difference, having their voices be heard and being elected into positions that we were talking in the hallway before we were even starting the show this morning about how what this is representing right now is – Currently, what we saw on Tuesday was more of a fair representation of what our actual country demographic looks like, so that it seems a little bit more fair in terms of who's sitting at the table
right.
that can represent everybody else and what we actually look like.
Mira, see, I think women just mobilized. I think they were getting ready as soon as the last election. So I know, like, private roundtables were put together, and people were like, you know what, next election, I need. Yeah. So I think
the
this was fueled.
March, everything. Oh, yeah.
It was definitely fueled.
I think shooting after shooting, it fueled, yes. you know, all of these students that also had just turned 18 that were like, we're getting out there, we're voting. I followed so many pages on Instagram. Some of them, I think one of them is called like Brown Issues. The other one is called, honestamente, ya ni me acuerdo. But it was all focused around, again, creating these groups that would mobilize and hit and target different areas throughout the country to talk about these issues and being like, you are a young, like Latina voter, for example. Like, this is the voice that you have. This is the power that you have. Like, what are you going to do with it? Like, let's educate you. Let me show you how it can actually make a difference and not have the same narrative of skepticism that, oh, mi voto no cuenta. Like, nunca nada va a ser, you know, like, make a difference.
I think it was just...
And it's just like, look at what it did.
It elected
100, more than 100 women for the first time in
history.
That is what happens when you show up and you vote.
Yes.
Oh, it got me so many chills. I was just like, I was at a couple of the election parties and, you know, we were going around and I was staring at the news and I'm like, there's another one and there's another one.
No, ¿sabes qué? Yeah. So I left it alone for the first night. I was just like, you know what? I don't want to. I felt like I was on the edge of my seat the last election, and I was disappointed, and I'm like, this isn't happening, you know, and so I said, you know what, it's not that I'm not disappointed, I know that people are coming out, I saw the support left and right,
oh yeah,
for, you know, go out and vote. I mean, it went from famous people to your next door neighbor, it's like, get out and vote, go do it. And you know, it did really make a difference because people were kind of like, oh my gosh, everywhere I go people are telling me to vote. And I was a little upset. My son, he's like calling me the last day and was like, can you help me vote? And I'm like, okay, yes, because I'm gonna be completely biased, I'm gonna read this side. Choose.
You mean
and
unbiased.
So, or unbiased. Excuse me. Whoops.
I was like,
oops. Sorry. Sorry. I'm speaking too quick.
No,
and it's
good,
a little bit
good,
of coffee
good.
In me right now. But, and so almost, and it's funny because there are people out there that's like, hey, what's the homework? Give me
the answer.
Yes. And it's like, no, you need to know what you want to vote for.
Yeah, like,
and
I don't know where you stand in certain policies
right.
and stuff.
But I really do think that people did not allow that to happen this time around.
No, they
you
really
know,
wanted to
like,
educate themselves.
¿Sabes qué? Tenemos que cambiar.
Yep.
And so for all these women that are in office, I really have to say that now we're going to have policies in place that really do matter, especially for like, nuestros cuerpos, leaves from work, like all these things that, you know, men don't find important. And I'm not saying, and I'm not bashing anyone, but, you know,
they're
tenemos
just not
que cuidar nuestros
hijos. Yeah, they're not conversations that end
and
up
you
on
don't
the table
have.
Because, you know, they don't, there's not somebody there representing
there isn't important,
you.
Yeah, they're not important.
This is an important
como
issue.
Hoy, ¿te duelen los ovarios?
Like today, yes, my ovaries are
like,
currently
so
throbbing.
So it's like... I don't know. Like, if a man was sitting here, it's like, well, I really don't care. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
No, you, literally, I will give you my calendar and just give me, like, the first and the second day and, you know, we're good.
Yeah, they don't understand the struggle that it genuinely takes sometimes to get out of bed and actually just walk. Something
right.
as simple as just walking where you're just like, you know what? My body cannot physically function today, you know? And then, hey, maybe all those, I was joking with Julissa, I was just like, all those guys that go to the gym, you know, like, hey, if they had dealt with lady cramps, they would not be in the gym 24/7. One day they would opt out for that ice cream bar and Netflix and be
yes.
like, today I'm just going to enjoy my ice cream. It's like,
yes.
Yeah.
My
are.
Ice cream, my chocolates. I'm going to eat carbs.
It's like, I got to take care of myself today.
Yeah. So,
no, but it was so great. Literally, all these women I follow, I don't know if on Instagram if you follow this guy named Sean King. He's a huge progressive
activist in terms of educator and just pushing stuff out there for the public and policies and stuff like that. And he was really big on voting this year and getting people to come out. And I just loved going on his Instagram constantly because all of Tuesday, he, like, I knew I could go to his page and he was going to just be reporting everything happening. And all I kept seeing was, like, Rashida Tlaib, I probably totally butchered her name, but, you know, like, becoming the first Muslim woman ever elected to Congress, you know, and then you had, you know, our first, like, Native American who defeated the Republican incumbent and flipped a red seat blue. That was Sharice Davids, you know, like, that was, and there were two Native American women this year that were elected.
En Texas tenemos alguien, espérame, I can't get her name. I had it on the top of my list and totally deleted everything I had going on my cell phone, but in Texas también tenemos una Latina ahí that I'm super, super proud of because, you know, that's a, as much as, you know, it's really like Mexicano, Latino, y Blanco there in that state, you would think, like, how hard could it possibly be to get someone Latino to represent? I mean, it's the same community you're living in. Why can't it be so hard to get someone to represent you that way?
I know, but it's just so many women. I know that, who was it? Tish James became, you know, the Attorney General for the
for
state
New York.
Of New York, the first Black woman ever elected to the statewide office. So it was, there were just so many, like, continuous narratives going on all along Tuesday night of first this, first that, first this, first that. And, you know, we were having a conversation earlier about how some people are like, why does it matter? Why should it matter, you know, what race you are that's the first this or your age on, oh, the first this for that. And it's like, I get that we should just have the best people in place and not necessarily, oh, because you're going to be the first Latina woman in this.
Well, we had that conversation last show.
Yeah.
We had that conversation the last show where we said, okay, yes, it does matter that you're, okay, for example, the example we did last week was, just because you're Latino, Black, Muslim, you may not be right for the position. But now that you're elected, you are the right choice because you have these qualities. Y aparte, you represent the community.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because it's so hard that it's like you're looking at people in Congress and you
and
know,
you're
maybe
like,
assembly.
What does the old white nationalist do to represent me?
I know.
I'm like, you don't represent me at all. You don't even, you can't even fathom my reality because your reality is just like all the way out here.
Right. And, you know, and no offense to anyone, but, you know, you can tell, aunque sean Latinos or whatever, you know, but they do have that background and they demonstrated and they pushed through and they got the vote. And look at where we're at now, where we're looking at, you know, todas esas mujeres que nos están representando for all those important issues that I need on, you know, certain issues that I need also getting off this clown's freaking desk, too. But anyway, I didn't say that out loud. But, I mean, mainly it was una dedicatoria for conversaciones today was like kind of like this huge applause.
Yes.
I mean, we had the youngest, also the first youngest.
Yes. And Latina.
And Latina. Yes.
What was her name? Ocasio.
Yes.
Yes. You know what? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the youngest woman ever elected to Congress. And she's Latina. Yeah. And she did it in a state where she was going up against somebody that had been in office forever.
Yes.
And I was like, and she flipped the red seat blue. And I was like, look at you.
And it's going to be a good thing. And you know what? I was listening to her speech when she won. And it was freaking amazing. It was amazing to the point where it's like, I don't need a script. I'm not looking at nothing. Everything was flowing out of her naturally.
It's real.
It wasn't like, hey, let me grab myself phone real quick because I'm not sure what I'm going to say to my, you know, what do you say? Did you have to plan for a non-victory seat and a victory? You know what I mean? And then you're writing it because I saw a couple people reading from their phones and I'm like, really? Like, you had that plan? I mean, I would want to say something naturally than,
right,
versus having to read it off a piece of paper like, hey, thanks everyone for being here and, you know, and you know what I mean?
Yes.
It just, it came out so real and genuine that my hat goes off to her and the hard work she did throughout this entire election process. That was freaking amazing.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. No, so many great stories, so many great narratives and, you know, seeing not just so many women in positions of power now, but women from all walks of life representing, like I said, just different intersectionalities of what we are literally embodying here in this country, you know? And mm-hmm. I think it's a beautiful thing because we're finally getting closer. We're definitely not there yet, but closer to more fair and equal representation of, like I said, what we've got going on here in our own country. So
I know. So it says here from Time magazine, and I'm quoting this by Mary Jordan, women have never held more than 84 of the 435 seats in the House. With votes still being counted Wednesday night, 96 women have been officially declared winners. So this is freaking amazing. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, and I'm not saying that all women are going to give us the best, you know, policies and whatever, but it is pretty amazing that, you know, what kind of like basta ya has in this time has to do with, you know, the elections. And honestly, I think the basta ya really came from last elections, and it was like, ¿sabes qué? Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I cannot believe this.
Exactly. I'm not saying that it's a good thing that we have the orange little man as our leader, if you can even call him that. But I think that the fact that he was in office, or that he's still in office, got a lot of people fired up to kind of wake up and be like, this is something that we will not tolerate. Como dijiste, basta, ya.
Yeah.
You know, tenemos que hacer algo, like, whatever that means. And, hey, if that means voting, like, and that's maybe not something that I've ever done before, well, hey, this year's a year that I'm going to do it, you know? And then look at what happens.
Yeah.
People
get angry.
Maybe not everybody we wanted to, but it was, I mean, I remember even on my own Instagram, I kept posting so much stuff. And there were a couple times, I'm not going to lie, where I was like, am I posting too much? Like, are people going to get annoyed? And it's like, you know what? Like, my job is not to worry about whether or not other people are going to get annoyed. This is an issue, a huge right. issue. And if you sit on a platform where you can get people to talk about it or engage in it, and it's just like, I can't even tell you how many people honestly messaged me on Tuesday taking a picture of them turning in their ballot or being at the voting place. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, like you're voting. And they're like, yeah, like you actually posting all week long, like got me to want to come out and vote. And I was like, you know, oh my gosh, here I was freaking out about, you know, maybe I'm posting too much. And instead it delivered the message that I was trying to.
I mean, look, I'm going to be honest. I was out of the loop. And mine was just, I need a vote. I need a vote. There was a lot of, especially on a local level, there was a lot of measures that have to do with, you know, you're looking at things like raising taxes. You're
housing,
talking about housing.
Yes,
there
housing
was two
was
housing
huge.
Issues. You're
I'm
talking about
really
taxes.
I'm actually really surprised that not more of the housing initiatives passed.
You know, and I'm just sitting here. You sit here and you're like, well, if I don't vote about this, you know, we've asked for these kinds of things. We've talked about a tax. We're living in a town where, you know, honestly, I think like even the road repairs don't even come with don't come from the residents that live here. It's everyone that crosses
that's
our
visiting,
roads
yep.
that's visiting
yep.
here. So yeah, like we got to do something about it. And that was something that a lot of people don't understand. They look at the bigger picture, and then when it comes to the local measure, it's like, how do I vote? No sé cómo tengo que votar. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. like I said, it's really discouraging. There was a bunch of places. Another thing during the votes was like Georgia had machines.
Oh my gosh.
They didn't come with cords. And I'm like, really?
No. And what made me
I'm
even
like,
more upset was they just uncovered this thing
like
where
so
they were
horrible.
Saying that an investigation ended up finding out that over 1,500 fully functioning voting machines were actually locked up by the state and unused.
That's
and
horrible.
I'm like, that is literally voter suppression 101. Like,
yes.
And then you wonder all the videos that I was seeing of people waiting hours in line. It's like, it's so much to the point that people had to like be out there on social media saying, hashtag stay in line, like don't leave. Eso es lo que quieren. Like
that's
they
awesome.
Want you to leave,
yeah.
but don't.
Yeah,
and
don't.
If the polls close at 8 and you're still in line, you don't have to leave. Stay there. Like you're allowed to be there.
Isabes, that was so interesting that you say that. It almost seemed like everyone was downtown turning in their ballots. There was ballots all over the place, and it almost seems like everyone wanted to. It's like, I have to turn it in at the main place. If not, it's not going to get
that's
counted.
That's how I felt. I got mine in the mail, and I was like, yeah, I can mail it in. But I was just like, what if it gets lost? I'm like, nope. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm going to physically go there and know I turned it in right here to the main center and you're going to count this later today.
Oh my gosh. Y somos ejemplares, eh? Because I want to tell you that Napa County was doing early voting for a while. I felt like those ballot boxes were all over town, you know, for a minute. I'm like,
at least a month.
Nada se los va a robar. Yeah. You know, so that's why I never turned my hand there.
I'm like, someone's going to go to the ballot box and like,
Mr. Tudor, here's my ballot. I'm like, man, if Alex Padilla, the Secretary of State, was here, I'd turn it into him. Yep. Not just kidding.
Here you go, sir. So I can personally know that you have my vote.
Right. So, I mean, record numbers came out to vote. Yo creo que se nota. Mm-hmm. Let's see what the future brings. From my end, my hat's off to all of these people that have put in hard work. I mean, I ran a very small campaign because I never knew what it was to run. Very small, very humble, I will say. And it involved tamales, it involved pozole, it involved elotes, and, you know, I gave the community what they wanted. And I actually represented the people that came out for me were muchos Latinos.
Yeah.
You know, and for me to have their respaldo was very, very important. So I was asked, like, oh, why didn't you go to, like, donde están los güeros y que eso que? I did. I knocked on those doors. But when I invited people over, vénganse a comer, because you know what? That's kind of how, así convivimos. Convivimos como familia. And honestly, knocking on someone's door, para mi cultura, was not going to work.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. It's like, and how much of a message can you really, like, an impact can you leave when, you know, you've got, like, a minute, if that, to just be going around to so many places.
Easy.
Yeah, no. Plus, a nosotros, como dijiste a los Latinos, hey, if it involves comida.
What time?
You got tamales? Okay. Yo te encuentro ahí. Shoot, maybe I'm not even interested in what you got to say, but I'll go for the free food.
Oh, my goodness. I know you'd be like, I hear her jabber chops all the time. Why? I'm here for the free food. Don't stop. You know, you see hay música, watch out. Oh, my goodness. I love having this conversaciones piece, especially today. It's like celebratorio.
Yes. It's okay. Like a little victory. Yes. We're celebrating victories here.
Yeah.
Especially, I think you had it in our notes. By the way, Isela was amazing. She does the super extensive thing just on all the elections today. And no, but you found something that said study after study have found that women raise more policies related to women's health and issues like family leave compared to their male counterparts. And as Georgetown University's Michelle Swears found in research examining Congress in the 90s, liberal female legislators co-sponsored 10.6 bills. Do you mean billions? Related to women's health on average, which amounted to 5.3 more bills than liberal male legislators. Okay, so not money, just a number. I was like, huh? But again, you know, we're finally getting people to sit at the table. Están en la mesa para tener esas conversaciones. To be like, all right, well, you know, you might not care about this,
right,
but actually, there's more than 100 of us here now who do care about this, and we're going to start working hard to make sure that we're protecting our women, that we're protecting their healthcare rights, the rights to their own bodies.
Y que se parecen a mí, se parecen a mi padre, se parecen a mi neighbor. You know what I mean? It's It's coming full circle. So I am really, really happy with these elections. And
I mean, when you were growing up, did you ever see anybody that looked like you representing you? Because I didn't.
No.
Even in like TV shows, like I was just like, you know, never ever did you have somebody represent Dora the Explorer. That was my representative. Oh my gosh! And even then, that's not real.
Plaza Sésamo.
Latino
and
culture.
Plaza Sésamo hadn't even come out yet. So, Sesame Street,
in Spanish.
Yeah, there was like one lady there that would teach me one or two words in Spanish.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, they spoke more Spanish in my house than I needed on Sesame Street. And then all of a sudden, Plaza Sesamo came out like in late 80s, 90s or something. And I'm like, what? Where were you when I was growing up?
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, my goodness. So this ends our piece for conversaciones for this week. Las mujeres que están en la mesa. So I really do appreciate everyone's hard work.
Loving it.
We will see everything that's brought to the table, which are going to be really important issues. It's going to be really interesting. I'd love to come back and talk about everything that has been brought upon the new elected. And so anyway.
And I get that the cambios aren't going to be done overnight or anything. This is a process. But what we can celebrate is the fact that we have people in place currently right now to try to make sure that the direction that we head towards is forward and definitely not backwards.
Claro que sí. Well, this concludes our segmento de conversaciones. Please stay tuned. We have a couple of local events happening this weekend and some, I think, into the next one, I think. All right. Stay tuned. Bienvenidos.
Welcome
bienvenidos.
Back.
Esta es la hora con Isela
y Gabriela.
On 1440 AM. To conclude our show, we wanted to give you a couple of events that are happening. Mm-hmm. And so we do have, for those that love Paul Rodriguez, he will be at Blue Note on tomorrow.
Mañana.
At 7 o'clock. I'm like looking at this. I'm like, wait a moment. That's mañanita.
I know.
So please go to Blue Note Napa. And allí están los boletitos si quieres ir. Y si no, I'm sure you can walk in. Blue Note is a fabulous place. I love it. I love the downstairs.
They always have great concerts and things like that there. It's fabulous.
Sí. So Celebrate Diversity. It's a multicultural event. It's the Helping Hand Indo-American. My good friend Arvin from, I believe, the UPS store, he holds this event every single year in American Canyon. Mm-hmm. So it is 10/29 It's going to be this weekend, this Saturday, from 4 o'clock to 7. It is a free event. It's inside the gym on 100 Benton Way in American Canyon. And there's going to be different events. So what happens is that he has different diverse and culturally diferentes personas de cualquier área del mundo vienen, hacen bailables, cantos, música. He always feeds everyone for free.
Awesome.
So he'll give you like a little bit, something to drink and a little snack. He does this every year and he's just a wonderful soul to be
gratis.
Around.
Hello.
See, Arvin, hats off to you. And I know that you were calling me to put this on, so I know it's a free event. Gratis in American Canyon. Este sábado.
There you go. And then I also know that this Saturday from 9 to 6 p.m., St. A's is actually having their bazaar and craft fair.
Oh,
it
cool.
is absolutely free. Gratis. We all know how much we like it. So, yes, este sábado, November 10th, from 9 to 6 p.m., desde las 9 a las 6. Y el domingo, el 11 de noviembre, from 8 to 3, desde las 8 a las 3 p.m. That's located at 3700 Lassen Street. I think that there's going to be about over 30 different booths for handcrafted gifts. They do clothes. They have local artists. They even do, like, some kind of raffle item sometimes with like wine or gourmet gift certificates. Sometimes this is a great place, especially with the holidays coming up, for you to get like little stocking stuffers or other treats for your family members. Start kind of coming up with your gift list for all of you out there that like to celebrate Christmas and partake in all these holiday festivities.
And you know, there is another little American Canyon Arts Foundation. They're going to have a fashion show fundraiser Saturday, November 17th. It's from 10 a.m. to 5. So, you know, if you can't make it in on time, it's going to go on all day. So it will be at the Boys and Girls Club in Napa Valley, American Canyon Clubhouse, which is on 60 Benton Way in American Canyon. So feel free, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you can visit their site and actually get more information. I'm trying to pull it up right now as we speak. I'm so sorry. But you can go to American Canyon Arts Foundation to their website and they will have more information you can email them at info@mcanart.org.
That's awesome. We have this really cool workout session going on too that's going to be free right here in the community at Las Flores Community Center.
That's sweet.
Again, it is free, gratis for everybody, especially, you know, if you're trying to maybe lose 5 pounds before Thanksgiving so that you can regain those 5 pounds after Thanksgiving. It's called Pound. That's the workout. And if you've never tried it before, it's actually the world's first cardio jam session inspired by the sweat dripping fun of just playing drums. So instead of listening to music, you are going to become the music.
That's cool.
It's designed for all fitness levels. They're saying it's so much fun. Again, it's going to be free. So if you've never tried it, come check it out. They're saying that it's you're guaranteed to get addicted. So, you know, hey.
Vamanos.
Yes, wear your t-shirt that says I'm with the band because you're literally the band. So, yes, again, that's going to be at Las Flores Community Center happening this upcoming Tuesday, November 13th at 6 p.m. The only thing that they do tell you is bring a mat and some water because you're going to be sweating.
There you go. Mary Poppins, the Broadway musical, November 2nd and 9th. I know November 2nd already passed. I got it. the 9th at 7 o'clock, and I believe then it plays on the 10th and the 11th at 2 p.m. It's Napa Valley College Performing Arts Center. So tomorrow at 7 o'clock, Saturday at 2, Sunday at 2, you can go watch it. So you can please go. If you want tickets, I believe you can buy them at the door, or you can go to Napa Valley Performing Arts website, which is really, really long. I can't even tell you. But once you Google it, tickets are $25 to get in. Students, $20. Or excuse me, Napa Valley students with current IDs, $10. And children under 12 are $10. So we will see you there for Mary Poppins. I know they have a new movie out, so I was like super excited to go watch it. The new modern version of Mary Poppins.
And then last but not least, we do have the Napa Valley Film Festival is finally here. It's going to be going on for about the next 4 days, featuring over 100 new independent films. I know that there are some events happening all throughout the valley, so there's going to be lots of tourists here celebrating this very cool Napa Valley Film Festival.
Yeah. Gina Davis is going to be one of this year's tribute honorees.
I heard.
Yeah, super excited. So that leads us to Dicho of the Week.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
So,
coming in hot with this womanhood power.
I know. So a woman is the full circle. Within her, the power to create, nurture, and transform.
La mujer es un círculo completo. Entre ella está el poder de crear, nutrir, y transformar.
Man.
Love that.
It is a beautiful week.
See, women do run the world. We got it all. Mm-hmm. We bring everything to the table.
I'm doing my march while I'm sitting here in the studio.
I wet my hair, my ponytail back and forth. Uh-huh.
Es un gran placer de concluir our show. This has been La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
On 1440 AM. Please don't forget to hit that Instagram, like, follow, whatever you want to call it.
Button.
Yes, and we will be here next week. Hasta la próxima,
adiós.
Mi gente.